The following resource is from desiringgod.org.
If it's true that God is most glorified in us when we're most satisfied in Him, as we saw in Philippians 1, 20 and 21, then joy or satisfaction in Christ, in God, is a mandate. It's not optional, because if we say it doesn't matter, if it's icing on the cake or a caboose on the train, then we're saying glorifying God to the full is icing on the cake, which it clearly isn't, and therefore it's a mandate. And there are texts in Philippians that make that crystal clear. I mean, the easiest to see are chapter 3, verse 1, that says, rejoice in the Lord. And chapter 4, verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. These are commands to us. But the text I want us to focus on is the text, there are two of them, in fact, one in chapter 2, one in chapter 4, that describes the mandate for joy in the settings where it would look almost impossible to have it. Do all things without grumbling and questioning, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. So here's Paul telling us not to grumble, not to murmur, in a setting where there's crookedness and there's darkness and there's evil. And you can think of a dozen circumstances in your life where it just feels so natural to complain and to murmur and to grumble. And he says, don't have it. Well, what's the opposite of grumbling? Contentment, peace, joy. So this is a reverse command to do all things with joy, even in the circumstances where it would most likely be natural to grumble. So that's the first one. The other one is chapter 4, start at verse 10, I think, where it says, Paul says, I rejoiced greatly that you have revived your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but you had no opportunity. Not that I speak of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound in any and every circumstance. I've learned the secret. I've learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. And so here he's saying, you can hunger, you can be abased, you can go without. I think he would even add, you can die content, peaceful. So what's the key? What's the secret? I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger. So don't murmur. Do be content in circumstances where it looks like grumbling and discontent is the only thing that makes sense. So what's Paul's key? And I want to suggest for you to consider that the key, the secret that he's talking about, is the supremacy of the sovereignty of Christ and the supremacy of the sweetness of Christ. Both of those permeate this book. Let me take you on a little golden thread through Philippians on the sovereignty of God in Christ. Let's start, chapter 1, verse 6, I am sure that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Christ Jesus. So he's sovereign over our perseverance. If we're going to make it to the end, it will be he who causes us to make it to the end. Or chapter 1, verse 12, about his imprisonment. I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel. So he's saying, my imprisonment has resulted in all of Caesar's household knowing that I'm in jail for the name of Christ, and therefore God has ruled in his sovereignty over my imprisonment and turned it for his glory and my joy. Or chapter 1, verse 29, it has been granted to you for the sake of Christ that you should not only believe in Him, but also suffer for His sake. So two gifts, the gift of faith and the gift of suffering. God is sovereign over when He gives faith and when He gives suffering. Or chapter 3, verse 21, we await a Savior from heaven. We await a Savior who will transform our lowly bodies to be like His glorious body by the power that enables Him to subject all things to Himself. So He's sovereign over all things, absolutely. Or you come to the end of chapter 4, verse 19, my God will supply every need of yours according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So the supremacy of the sovereignty of God in Christ pervades this book, and that's an essential part of the secret that enables you to enjoy contentment in every circumstance, because you know He's in charge of every circumstance, and He's going to cause every circumstance to turn for His glory and for your good and your ultimate joy in the end. Which only leaves this question. While you're watching and waiting for God in His sovereignty to turn everything miserable right now for good, is there any present consolation? Is there any present sweetness? Chapter 3, verse 8, Philippians. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. In other words, knowing Christ right now, experiencing fellowship with Christ right now, is more precious, more satisfying, more sweet than anything else. So we're not just waiting to see how all the circumstances are going to turn out when He works everything for good. We're experiencing in the moment right now sweetness in Christ. And so my answer to the question, what's the secret? What's the secret of Philippians 4 when he says, I have learned the secret of being abased and hungering and going without, and I've learned the secret of abundance and prosperity. The secret is God's sweet sovereignty, or God's sovereignty and the sweetness of Christ. When we have little and we've lost much, Christ comes and reveals Himself as more valuable than what we've lost. And when we have much and we're overflowing in abundance, Christ comes and He shows that He is far superior to everything we have. So the secret of joy in the hardest of times in this book is the supremacy of the sovereignty of Christ and the supremacy of the sweetness of Christ.
Thank you for listening to this resource from desiringgod.org. If you found it helpful, we encourage you to enjoy and share from thousands of resources on our site, including books, sermons, articles, and more, available free of charge. DesiringGod.org exists to help you treasure Jesus more than anything else, because God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him.